The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has warned that the planned reopening of pubs on July 20th could be delayed. He said the government is worried about scenes in Dublin over the weekend where social distancing and in some case opening hours were not being complied with at pubs. He told his local radio station Cork's 96 FM this morning that he was concerned about what he had seen over the weekend.
We were, and in fact we will have a report from the Gardaí at today's cabinet meeting. On Friday we had asked the Gardaí to commence an operation navigation. Happened from about 7 p.m. And about 5,500 inspections of licensed premises took place. Now it has to be said that in general the majority of the of licensees were compliant, but there were breaches of the regulations. And that is a big worry.
Might you lock them down again if they continue to breach the law or breach the regulations?
As you know, the full opening was to take place on the 20th of July, and you know people do need to behave, and people need to.
Are you saying if they don't, that might be delayed?
It could be delayed, yes, and we'll get advice from the public health officials. We are worried about it, and some of the scenes that were witnessed are just very worrying, because social distancing was not being complied with at all during a number of the inspections, and the opening hours issue weren't being adhered to either. Then you have the some cases licensed premises sold alcohol for off consumption.
You seem to be suggesting to both those that are open and those that are going to visit them, everyone needs to cut themselves on, or the next stage mightn't happen. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's a fair assessment, PJ. Yeah, that is a fair assessment. We can't risk it.
That was the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking to PJ Coogan on the Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM this morning. Now, the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has also been out today on a visit to Slane Garda Station. He told reporters in Meath that Gardaí visited 6,000 licensed premises over the weekend. The vast majority, he said, were compliant with COVID-19 restrictions. And he was asked about scenes in Dublin where crowds of people were seen drinking on Dame Lane over the weekend.
This has been a collective effort by society. I know there was shock at the scenes over the weekend. Those scenes were pretty much isolated to one place. The broader picture is one-off compliance on people, and particularly businesses doing their best. We obviously, when we've mounted a large-scale operation in terms of our examination and policing of this, we are going to find breaches, and we did find those. But by and large, this is a picture of compliance.
A picture of compliance, as the Garda Commissioner. The new Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, was also in attendance at Slane Garda Station this morning. Here's what she had to say.
Of course, we've seen maybe some scenes over the weekend that were disappointing, and I would ask and I would urge everybody to comply with public health regulation, because we have come so far, we have made such great progress, and while we have been able to implement measures and bring them forward, what we don't want is to have to re-implement any of these measures that we have now relaxed over the last while.
Now, aside from pubs, the other big issue that the Cabinet will have to deal with today is travel, as decisions are made on whether or not to extend restrictions on travel as a result of COVID-19. Flights continue in and out of Dublin Airport. Visitors continue to arrive into Ireland from places like the United States, Barcelona and the East Midlands in the UK, where they've all been close to virus hotspots. This morning, the Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE, Dr. Colm Henry, told Sarah McInerney on the Today programme that people should not go abroad. He said that he would be in favour of mandatory self-isolation for those arriving into the country.
Acknowledge the work of everybody in Irish society getting through what has been a painful collective experience. We don't want to throw that away. There are several ways we can throw that away. One is the scenes we saw in Dublin and Dame Lane that you showed in your programme earlier. Just because social restrictions are easing doesn't mean the virus is any less dangerous or vicious in certain settings. And secondly is to introduce COVID-19 from countries where there are high levels of transmission. And we know it's asymptomatic as well. There's so much more we know about this virus we didn't know at the beginning. Don't go abroad unless it's for absolutely essential travel. And that doesn't include holidays. So yes, I'd be in favour of quarantining anybody coming back from a country where we could not be sure that the equally low levels of community transmission.
Mandatory.
Well, mandatory is the only way we'll be sure. We know from our experience to date that trying to track and trace people who are coming back has met with limited success.
That's the HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry, talking to Sarah McInerney this morning. Let's talk now to our reporter, Diane Connor, who is at Dublin Airport for us today. Diane, how busy is the airport there today?
It's very quiet, Justin. Very different scenes than we're used to seeing at the airport. I'm in Terminal 1. Now, walking in, we're asked to wear face masks and met by hand sanitising station. And there's quite a few of those around here, and regular tannoy announcements reminding people to socially distance. Now, 171 flights arrived and are departing today. And pre-COVID times, there would have been around 750 daily flights. And the Dublin Airport Authority says that last week there was an average of 9,500 passengers a day. And to put that in context, in the same period last year, there were 112,000 passengers daily. So while people are travelling, it's not the big steady stream of people, you know, that we're used to seeing coming through the arrival gates here.
Now, you've been speaking to passengers there today. What have they been saying about their plans to self-isolate, or why indeed they're making these journeys into Ireland today?
Yes, I've spoken to quite a few passengers coming through. A plane from Romania had just arrived. Most said it was essential. I spoke to one couple who were travelling back to the Netherlands to introduce their three-month-old baby to the mother's family who live in the Netherlands. They said it was essential travel. And another, they're all wearing face masks, I should add, and said they all felt very safe on the flights that they were travelling on. A flight from Romania had just arrived, and I spoke to a man who had just returned from there where he'd been his son's wedding, and he said that there were 80 people from Ireland had been due to travel to Romania, and none of them actually went. And he said he is very willing and is going to be isolating.
My son was getting married in Romania.
Did many family go over for the wedding?
Just me and my wife.
Were there supposed to be more people going?
Yeah, they all have the tickets and everything, but they have to cancel, you know.
Where have you come from?
From Newcastle in the UK. Yeah.
And were you concerned about travelling at all?
With the two kids, yes, but I have the face masks for about 3 weeks, and I've been kind of telling them they need to keep them on, and they were absolutely brilliant, kept them on the entire time, so they're great. So safe enough, hopefully.
And were you told you came through about the need now to self-isolate, essentially?
I wasn't told, but I know, you know, I've read everything before we came over, what we need to do, yeah, about self-isolation for 14 days, so...
We came from Romania.
So what next? Have you been told about self-isolating?
No, we weren't told anything. We were just... Okay, here we present your passport, your ID, and you just went on.
Are you aware you should be self-isolating?
Yeah.
And are you going to?
Yeah.
And were you worried about travelling to Romania at all yourself?
We were. When we arrived in Romania, we were isolated 2 weeks. We were visited by the police every day.
Passengers at Dublin Airport, they're talking to our reporter, Diane Connor.